This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yes, the music from the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 6, almost 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, to go through the charts originated by Talkers Magazine at talkers.com for the week of January 10th to the 14th, all the top 10 stories, and the people that are on the list as well. Some pretty sobering information this week, and names that kind of sober us up too, Michael, when you go through the list, especially looking at the, well, I don't know, all the things back and forth. We have so many changes every week, and you did such a great job of chronicling what's going on. As you go through the story list and the people list, I'm sure there are things that we will talk about, because there always are, when it comes to this, and the whole world of News Talk Radio. So, welcome in. Shall we start with the lists?
Okay, we are chroniclers, and can you believe we're halfway through January already? It's amazing how the time marches on. At number 10, we have a bunch of celebrity deaths, and that's tied with the National Football League playoff picture. At number 9, we have the sex scandal of Prince Andrew of the UK. Winter weather and climate change are at number 8. Number 7, social media, free speech, and privacy. At number 6, U.S.-China-Russia relations. At number 5, crime and violence and police funding. At number 4, voter legislation and race relations, very tied together. At number 3, the January 6 investigation, tied with the 2022 midterm elections. That's this year. Hard to believe. At number 2, the economy, inflation, supply chain, labor shortage, all that good stuff. And at number 1, COVID-19, the Omicron variant, vaccines, masks, mandates, and school closings, or the fear of school closings. And that's the those are the 10 stories that make up the top stories. The people on our list, at number 10, Bob Saget and Ronnie Spector. At number 9, Prince Andrew and Boris Johnson. At number 8, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. Mitch McConnell's at 7. Hillary Clinton is at number 6. Donald Trump is at number 5. Kevin McCarthy at 4. A tie between Rand Paul and Roger Marshall at 3. The subject of their ire is Dr. Anthony Fauci, who's at number 2. And Joe Biden is at number 1. And there you go. Snapshot of the week's activities, stories, and the people that are on the tongues of Americans who like to yap.
In the companion piece of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, we have the DJV folks talking about the is a companion piece. So they're talking about the issues as well. And one of the members of the crew suggested that we have a WWW or whatever, World, what is it? World Wrestling Federation, WWF. We have a match.
WWE, World Wrestling Entertainment. The WWF is the World Wildlife Federation, and they took the name back from Vince McMahon, right, and he changed it to WWE.
Thank you for that. I had forgotten that, actually. No. So the lady suggested we have a grudge match between Rand Paul and Anthony Fauci, because the two of them were back and forth. It's silly. It's become silly. One of the things that affected, I think, you and I and people our age this week was the passing, well, the number of people that have passed. Ronnie Spector really hit me right where it hurts. I always loved the Ronettes and the story of her and how the wall of sound was created and what she did with it. I've seen her 3 or 4 times in person. And so, we all find things that sober us up. And maybe even more so, the Bob Saget passing at 65, which sort of caught people off guard. I mean, I suppose anybody, when you, especially at that age when you pass, and everybody's looking at your...
Well, they're not sure what happened. I mean, maybe by now, maybe I've missed it, but as of this moment, have they figured out why?
No, not really. They thought it might be a heart attack, but there's no... The wife has asked for an autopsy, I think, or somebody did, and that hasn't become public yet that I've seen. But it just, you know... It's all of this stuff is sobering, And there has been so much of it since the 1st of January. You know, so many people who are of note have passed away. And then, you know, it's beginning
of Dwayne Hickman. Do you remember him? He died.
Of course. Dobie Gillis. Good Lord.
Dobie Gillis and sports figures at the end of the year, Betty White and John Madden right at the end of the year. And Dan Reeves, a very highly respected retired football coach, he died this year. In the last 2 weeks, you know, there have been a number of celebrity passings. And,
brings up short.
And some people that may not be that famous, but that were also historically and culturally relevant. I mean, there's a whole list. So, I mean, it's part of the passing parade. It's part of life.
It is. Boris Johnson is number 9. Yeah. This guy, I was listening to NPR the other day, and they had him, they had the audio of him basically lying through his teeth about the parties that were being thrown at 10 Downing Street. And then you listen, it's so entertaining to listen to the Brits do the same thing that we do over here, but it's the accent. You know, and they're going after Boris because of these parties, and he basically lied about them, and so the opposition wants him to resign. And the story led you to believe that he might. And so it's just, I mean, there's a certain entertainment value, even if it's bad news, right? I mean, thinking about
entertainment value, there's a huge entertainment value in following the news. And bad news is perhaps just as engaging, if not more so, as good news. Yeah. You know, what does the word entertainment mean?
Great question. And a lot of people think it means laughing. If you're entertained, you're having fun. And it's not. It's capturing your attention. Prince Andrew at number 8, another perfect example of capturing the imagination of people, you know, realizing what a lech this guy has been and how tied up he was with Epstein. And yet he was a royal, but the queen took care of him.
Yeah, she fired him.
Yeah.
They blew him out. They took away his Royal Highness stature and all of his connections and all that. He was basically fired from his job with the firm, a family business.
So it is a family business. So it's like Blue Bloods, the police. You ever watch that show?
I'm aware of it. I only watched a few minutes of it.
It's a good show.
No, I have not really seen it.
It's a good show. Family business is being a policeman. Number 7, there are a lot of people that get into politics of family business. Nancy Pelosi's got all her relatives in California, including the governor, who's her nephew. She's trying to be as influential as she has been. There's an entertainment quotient. The two of them, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, come in at number 8 this week, I think it is, on the list. And what in the world, you know, you look at them and they're yammering back and forth. They say that, you ever notice this? Well, I'm sure you have. They say the same thing all the time. It's the same. You could have a recording of those two or any that are on this list for the last 10 years, and it's pretty much the same year to year, month to month. It's just the same old stuff. And then, you know, people...
Most people do that.
most people say the same thing all the time.
I hope that's not the case with us, Michael.
Oh, no. We're completely fresh and original every minute.
That's it.
No, everybody has their shtick. You know, it's amazing how few talking points it takes to create a repertoire and go through life.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have made a career out of doing one thing or two things, you know.
Right. Yeah, I suppose that's true. Don Rickles. It was the same shtick all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing over and over. And yet people found it amusing. Yeah, that's a great point. Number 6, Mitch McConnell. Apparently there's no love lost at the moment between him and Lindsey Graham. Lindsey says, I'm not supporting you for the speaker or the leader of the Republicans in the Senate if you don't like Trump.
Question is, how will Trump play out over the next 2.5 years?
Prediction from you?
I don't have a prediction. I have the question. The question is the statement. The main driving, you know, entertainment, if you will, aspect of political prognostication is what role will Trump play as the months grind on and the years grind on and things change and we get closer to the midterms and then we turn around and get closer to the presidential election of 2024. There's going to be intrigue on both sides.
You want a prediction? I have a prediction.
Give me your prediction.
All right. Hillary Clinton's number five or six. She's on number six on the people list this week because there are people touting her as the next, the only viable Democrat that can win in the 2024. And Joe Manchin is becoming quite a thorn in the side of pretty much everybody, but he's getting everybody's attention. I see Hillary Clinton running with Joe Manchin in 2024. What do you say to that?
I was the first figure in the talk media to bring that up a few weeks ago.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I should get an award.
My
of course, it may not happen. But it's very, very possible that Hillary Clinton will be back in the game. And, you know, people, oh, no, she's so unpopular. Well, it ain't the first time somebody is unpopular.
You think Trump's that popular? Trump's very unpopular.
Hillary Trump, too. Wouldn't that be funny? Entertaining.
Yeah. Whether it be, I mean, well, there we are.
Somebody described it as a nightmare.
Mm-hmm. No, but they're back to talking about entertaining and what's entertaining, and that kind of stuff is for many people, whether you're an avid political watcher or not. You know, that sort of stuff when it surfaces, it's just, you know, how do you ignore that sort of thing? I'd like to see Rand Paul run for national office.
Why?
Because I think he's an interesting character, and his points of view, many of it, I guess maybe because I agree with a lot of stuff. And so when you agree with someone, you think, okay, yeah, that guy'd be great. And maybe he wouldn't be because he's too singularly focused. But anyway, it's all speculation, which we have a lot of here in the talk radio room. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen at 17 after the hour. For those of you who have wondered about how to start the new year with a great night's rest, the most important thing is a pillow, a good pillow, a great pillow. And of course, that's where My Pillow comes in. They want to give back. All the folks at My Pillow have had a great year, and so now they're offering great discounts on all of the My Pillow products. Most notably, the buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. That's it. It's a fabulous way. All different colors, soft, wonderful. The Giza cotton that's used. This is a fabulous way, along with those pillows, to get a great night's rest. All of MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So check it out, MyPillow.com. Go to the product catalog, see what's there. Use the DJV code on the Radio Listener Specials page. And remember, the BOGO deal. Buy one, get one free. That's the offer on the books right now for the Giza Dream Sheets at MyPillow.com. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's 23 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of what's cooking in the world of news talk radio. Some of your favorite hosts profiled here. I was looking, Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers, is here. I'm Doug Steffen. I was looking at an overview of ratings for various programs around the country, and how they're doing, and what the criteria is, and the confusion that exists, Michael, between people. You and I addressed this. I think we used Howard Stern as an example a few years ago when we were addressing the same sort of thing. What's going on music radio in the morning isn't really music for the most part. It's conversation, and you know, there's usually three or four people on the air. So is that considered, do you think that what goes on those programs is real talk radio? And if it is or if it isn't, how do we, as you, as the editor of Talkers Magazine, how would you define for people what a real talk radio host is?
Well, to me, that's a no-brainer. Of course, it's real talk radio. It's all talk radio. Talk radio, I define talk radio as anything where the spoken word element is the major reason people tune in, as opposed to hearing music. And that includes all news, that includes sports, includes public radio, it includes commercial news talk radio, conservative, liberal, and then on FM music stations, if you have what used to be called shock jocks, I call them culture talk show hosts, pop culture, celebrity gossip. To me, it's all talk radio, and it's all part of what we cover at Talkers. It just happens that one of the most popular genres of talk radio is news talk radio, which is predominantly conservative, not completely, and is predominantly political, but not completely. That's one of the most popular ones. That's the format that we base this survey on. But we don't delude ourselves into thinking that that's the only real talk radio. Now, Howard Stern is very real talk radio, as was Imus, and as are all those sports shows, and all those wonderful chat shows that exist all across the country on music stations, where they do predominantly, in some cases, they don't play any records, and they talk. Well, that's talk.
Yep, and we're talking a lot. Those people are talking about the same thing we are. The problem with nurses, for example, and the burnout as it relates to the number one story this week on the countdown, COVID-19, the variant, and how it is. Some people, I was talking to a friend of mine last night. I went to Miami with a few of his friends for last weekend, and he had a great time, didn't notice any COVID. But to listen to Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's associated with the DJV program. He's up in Orlando. He said things are a nightmare. People are getting Omicron and the way it's affecting the economy there, back and forth, because that's Disneyland. And people still now are thinking, even though people want to get out of the house, they still think twice about going to Disneyland or getting on a cruise or even getting on an airplane. I've been on an airplane every weekend for the last month and a half and will be again this weekend. I wear a 95 and N95 mask, and I haven't been affected by it, although Kronhaus says he thinks I've had it, and I didn't know I had it, which is fine with me. Yeah.
No, you may have had it, and you don't know you had it, and then you might also not have immunity. I mean, we don't even know whether or not the immunity, you know, there's natural immunity from having had it, or if there is, how long it lasts.
Yeah.
There's
right.
so many unknowns attached to this pandemic that it's very foolish to, you know, think you have the answer. So you got to be careful.
Just well, what are the questions? There are many more questions. There are answers, and people are getting impatient because they think those who are quote unquote in authority should know. Why should they know any more than you know? This, you know, because it's changing so quickly, right?
Well, I mean, the medical establishment is always in a situation of facing the unknown and change. Whenever you have any kind of a diagnosis, a lot of people say get a second opinion. And usually doctors go along with it and say, yeah, go ahead, get a second opinion. This is not something that is set in stone. So why would it be about such a terrible pandemic? That's a once-in-a-century event.
Yeah.
Full of the unknown.
Let's hope that that's the case. 28 after the hour.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans can start ordering free COVID-19 home test kits on Wednesday, January 19th. There will be a limit of 4 test kits per household. The test kits are expected to be shipped within 7 to 12 days of ordering. This, as President Biden did say, those test kits would be going out in early January. It looks like now it will be early February. The black nationalist accused of a domestic terrorist attack in Waukesha, Wisconsin, will go to trial. Daryl Brooks Jr. appearing in court Friday, where a judge found probable cause to send him to trial. Brooks is accused of driving his SUV through a parade just before Thanksgiving. Brooks facing over 75 charges, including 6 counts of first-degree intentional homicide. This is USA Radio News. Prince Andrew is stripped of military titles and royal patronage.
Buckingham Palace is reporting Britain's Prince Andrew has returned his military affiliation to Queen Elizabeth II. This comes a day after the royals' lawyers failed to persuade a U.S. judge to dismiss a civil lawsuit that accuses him of sexual abuse and possibly tying him to the Jeffrey Epstein lifestyle.
I have no recollection of ever meeting this lady.
The Prince on the BBC in 2019. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
NFL playoffs set to begin on Saturday, and home field might not feel like much of an advantage for the Buffalo Bills in their wild card game Saturday night against the New England Patriots. Forecasters are calling for temperatures at 6 degrees above zero at kickoff. And with winds out of the northeast, it's likely to feel more like sub-zero. The last time these two teams played in Buffalo, they played in winds of 40 to 50 miles an hour. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
After the hour now, this is the weekly talk radio countdown show, an official overview. I just like the use of that word, official. This is, yeah. This is good to know that you're
official. I find
that
a funny word.
It is.
Can I tell you a 30-second story?
Yeah,
many,
please.
Many years ago, I was hired, my company was hired to produce a major 48-hour rock and roll history special for one of the major networks. As you know, I've been behind a number of those great histories of rock and roll and all that.
Yep.
And they wanted a history of rock and roll, and there had been a number of them. There are a lot of histories of rock and roll. So I tried to do something snarky, and we came up with the name The Official History of Rock and Roll, which to me is a joke, because there's no such thing as an official history of anything, let alone rock and roll. Everybody has their own interpretations.
Right.
It was meant to be a joke. We were going to call it The Official History of Rock and Roll, but it was meant to make a statement that, you know, this is just another subjective look at history. Nobody laughed. Everybody accepted it. And it was accepted by hundreds of radio stations around the country and a major company as being the official history of rock and roll simply because we said it was. And, you know, I let it go, but I always found that to be very insightful about how the word official. And think about when you watch the Super Bowl, the official truck of the Super Bowl. Well, they paid for that.
Right. It's, of course they did. The official airline of the Patriots. Yeah.
Right. You know,
they paid for it. It's an ad.
The word official is one of the most distorted, misleading words in the English language. Mm-hmm. So there.
Well, my story is when I was doing afternoons in Cincinnati at WCKY back in the late 80s, the fellow who ran the radio station, one of the two really great general managers I've ever had, and I don't want to get too much into the weeds, but Tom Severino is the name, fabulous guy. He's since passed away, but he was so clever, he'd come in and he'd just stir the pot, because we were fighting against WLW, which is the great, big old, like, been there forever Cincinnati station, always beats in the ratings, so a bunch of us came in to try to shake things up. And as a result of that, we became the WLW would say, we're the official news station, and we're the official weather station. So Severino just changed it and said, we're the new official weather station. Right. We're the new official.
Well, the more official. Now,
right.
Now you want to hear, now here's something for your Supernatural show.
Okay.
Tom Severino was one of the key executives involved in my story that I told you about the official history of rock and roll.
Really?
Yes, yeah, so we told two quips, one from the top of our heads, back to back, out of the thousands of people we've worked with in the industry.
Right.
With the same guy.
He put it on the FM station that was in Cincy, right? Is that what he did with it?
No, he was the general manager of K-Rock in New York,
which was
owned by Mel Karmazin, Infinity Broadcasting. This is really inside the weeds, but yeah. Maybe a few listeners out there like that.
Yeah.
And that was how I began. That was Mel Karmazin, who wound up, you know, heading CBS and
yeah.
And all that. But
great
Severino
legend.
Was his right-hand man.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's advise we're in the weeds a little bit. I want to talk about podcasting. And whether or not, I'm asking you because I don't know the answer to the question, and it may be in some people's minds a legitimate question. We talk about
I'm happy to answer all questions, my child. Go ahead.
Thank you, my mentor. My lead, yes.
My fullness.
Okay.
Go on.
So, in your overview with your staff of the top stories, do you take into account podcasting as a form of news talk radio,
On some of our surveys, yes. On our news talk radio survey, no.
No.
There is a correlation between podcasting and the news that you that we survey on our stories. But the survey that we use on this program is basically what's being talked about on news talk radio.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, any podcasting connected to that would be podcasts that emanate from news talk radio. So it's the world of news talk radio. Basically, folks, the station you're listening to now is symbolic of the kind of stations and shows that this survey addresses. However, we have other surveys, and one that's general talk of, you know, all kinds of talk shows, including those aforementioned shock jocks and FM
right.
morning shows and all that. But that does not apply to this.
So that might be, on that list would be the passing of the Bachelorette Clint Arliss.
The odds of that making our survey are less than Sidney Poitier or Ronnie Spector makes it because...
Yeah.
The people that listen to news talk radio and the people that are on news talk radio are aware of Ronnie Spector.
Mm-hmm.
This is all not totally scientific or mathematical. There's a tremendous amount of subjectivity to this type of categorization.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what makes it an art form as well as something that would come out of a bean counter factory.
There are a lot of artists. Some of them are national, some of them are local. We have noted, we were talking about the passing of folks in number 10. The story list this week has celebrity deaths in it. At the end of the year, I think we recounted, I'm not sure, I think it was one of the days that you weren't able to be here, all of the talk hosts who passed during the year and who most of them passed because of COVID. And now I see that Glenn Beck has COVID, not for the first time. He's had it already, and now he's got it again. He's happy to talk about how he's unvaccinated, and he has lots of conspiracy theories about what's in the vaccine, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He says now the disease is affecting his lungs. So I wonder what that means for his future. Do you think he's worried? I don't know. I'm just sort of following this. As it happens, it's been sort of on people's minds this week. He's certainly a very important national talk host on 3 hours a day in the morning for Premier. And so, you know, do people say, yeah, Glenn, you faff it out, you tough it out? Or do we look at him as saying, why did you're so foolish? Why didn't you get the vaccine? You wouldn't have gotten so sick.
people say all things. I mean, there's many points of view on it, even the point of view of how accurate is his disclosure. I remember Glenn Beck has had other weird maladies in the past that looked like it was the end of him, and then all of a sudden you never hear about it again. Mm-hmm. I like Glenn Beck. He's very talented. Yeah. He's very, very smart, and he's very entertaining. But I don't know whether or not I take Glenn Beck journalistically as necessarily to be judged by what he says.
The tribe of those who sort of beat the same drum. He was actually on with Mark Levin talking about the fact that he has COVID. He's been taking ivermectin?
Ivermectin.
And hydrochloric or whatever that is. Hydroxychloroquine. That too. He looks, one of the things that I've talked about that I'm convinced from the doctor's point of view is on the money, is the fact that the Chinese communists or whoever is in that laboratory engineered the virus so that those little points that are on the, if you look at pictures of the virus, there's little sticky, look like spikes on the virus, and those were engineered because people who look at the stuff when originally was became known to be a problem didn't have the spikes on it. So one of the feelings or theories is that...
Theory. Make sure to say theory so that...
Theory. Right. You know, yeah, yeah. One of the theories is that the spikes were on it because it gloms onto fat, and most of the people who have died are fat, heavy, have problems with diabetes. And so if you look at Glenn Beck these days, he's putting on a lot of weight. So is that his problem? I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. You look at that and make it an individual conversation, or you talk about the overall thing. And yes, they are all theories because, who really knows at this point what the truth is? That's what's so hard, finding the truth in anything, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's very. That's our main quest in life, is to seek truth, and truth is very subjective. Truth is nebulous. It's ethereal. It's mercurial. It's hard to grab, but it's seeking truth. It's being open to truth. It's loving the idea of truth that really is the truth. The awareness that truth is something we should lean toward and seek. That is, in fact, a truth unto itself.
One of the things I find most amusing, you talk about entertaining, is that these guys who are all in the same circle keep interviewing each other. You know what I mean? They're like Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, you and I would have
Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck interviews Tucker Carlson. That's just an interesting. Yeah. Well, we do the same thing.
That's one of the things that marks this phenomenon known as talk media.
Yeah.
Is that if there are no newsmakers, let's talk to each other.
Yeah.
Talk show hosts make the greatest guests because they know how to play, they know how to volley. I remember once covering Manchester, Connecticut, the night before the primary. Manchester, Vermont, New Hampshire. Do you remember those? We'd all go up there, radio
rows.
Oh,
yeah, I remember those. We used to do that
all
the time.
It's like a political Mardi Gras on the streets of Manchester. Every corner has a different rally going on and all that. Really heck of an electric environment. Sometimes there'd be nobody to interview, so all of those shows that were interviewing
each other.
Yeah.
I know that. Yeah, I remember that. That's for sure. All right, continuing on now. In a moment, we'll find out who Michael has in the circle, the MH interview circle for this week here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen here with a list of people that have made it into the top 10 according to the research done by Talkers Magazine of all the news talk radio stations around the country, the hosts, management, etc. At number 10, the passing of these celebrities, Bob Saget, Ronnie Spector on that list. Boris Johnson is number 9. Prince Andrew at number 8. Just shows you how close we are to our friends in England because they make such... almost always every week something from England in our top 10 list. Chuck Schumer is number 7. Mitch McConnell is 6. Hillary Clinton, will she or won't she, number 5. Kevin McCarthy is 4. Rand Paul is 3. Dr. Fauci is 2. Joe Biden is 1. And Trump gets an honorable mention. or maybe not honorable, but he gets a mention, honorable or not honorable. That's the story. So those are the things on the list. Thank you very much for being a close attendee here when it comes to our talk radio countdown show.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
This is sponsored by Pharmacyclics, an AbbVie company, and Janssen Oncology. While the pandemic has altered our regular way of living, it's still important to work closely with your doctor. Did you know that chronic lymphocytic leukemia, or CLL, a type of slow-growing cancer, is the most common form of leukemia in adults? It's important to keep your doctor's appointments, as some CLL patients do not have symptoms, but learn of their diagnosis through routine blood tests. Dennis, diagnosed with CLL in 2013, urges patients to talk to their doctor and be proactive in the conversation, sharing.
I try to think ahead. It's a definite teamwork between you and your doctor. You're going to get the best results if you ask the right questions and your doctor knows that you are a part of the team.
Don't let the pandemic keep you from being proactive about your health. Keep your regular checkups and learn about CLL by visiting knowyourcll.com.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The story list from Talkers Magazine this week, the week of January 10th to the 14th. The official list starts at number 10 with all of the celebrity deaths. Number 9 is the scandal involving Prince Andrew. Number 8, what's going on winter weather-wise. Cold weekend in the Northeast again. Social media and free speech, number 7. And number 6, our relationship with Russia and China. Some of the same old, but some of it's new. Crime, violence, that sort of thing. Police funding, number 5. The voter legislation, filibuster, number 4. January 6th and the investigation going on still. Number 2 on the countdown list this week is what's going on in our economy. Are we going to have as much inflation as people say? That's a big subject of speculation with talk radio hosts. And number 1, as you can imagine, COVID again, the variant and the vaccines and the masks and mandates. Top of the list, on the list from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, so you have on the MH interview this week a very interesting fellow who's been around for quite a long time. I'm glad you're talking to Danny Lipford. What'd you learn from him and what's his whole deal?
Well, I learned that Danny Lipford is a pretty bright guy. He's a contractor who also has nationally syndicated radio and TV shows about home maintenance and home improvement. And I tapped into him for his view of the economy, because so many people, they're tied to the economy in a big way is their home ownership. And with inflation and all of the stuff going on, people care about that. So basically, it's a conversation about how your kitchen can be the key to you having a retirement fund. Do you take care of your house? What are the things you have to look for if you're selling it, buying it, and all of that? Plus, the supply chain really impacts the home improvement industry and construction. It's a fascinating conversation about the news of the day from the perspective of home ownership.
His program is called Today's Homeowner, Danny Lipford, with Michael Harrison on the MH Interview at mhinterview.com. You can find it at Talkers as well. It's 10 before the hour. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continues now with my friend Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's an attorney. Yep, and he's still my friend. He's a lecturer in law and taxation at Bentley University. Swell guy, smart guy. And I give him condolences because he posted on his social media the passing of his dog. And I know how close you were to your dog, and we've been talking about it a little bit. Just, chin up, think about the great stuff, the good advice that you get from anybody who cares for you and cares with you is that it was great and important, and what else can you say? I mean, they become part of the family, and they rightfully ought to, because most of them are better than most of the humans.
I think that couldn't agree with you more.
All right, let's get to some of these things here. Fact or fiction? Because you're not only involved in the law world, but you've done this great service on helping people with scams, identity theft, et cetera, et cetera. I know you teach that also at Bentley College, but the whole scam business getting more, polished, if that's what it is. The IRS is also, I don't know, this almost feels like a scam. They're tracking payments over $600 on PayPal and Venmo. I don't think they are. I think that somebody else is, right? Yeah, there are people that are following all of this stuff, and you don't know who the hell it is. So what do you make of this?
Yeah, I mean, like you say, the sophistication now with so much of what we do is online and done through technology, and there are some very, very sophisticated cyber criminals who are able to take advantage of that. And so what happens is, yeah, they are tracking payments. And what happens is you may be getting an email or a text message about a payment that you know you made or something, some financial transaction. Yeah. And, of course, it's bogus, but you end up responding, clicking on a link that can download malware or providing information that makes you become a victim of identity theft. And, you know, my motto is, trust me, you can't trust anyone. Whenever you are asked for personal information or to make a payment in response to a phone call, a text message, or an email, you've got to confirm it. You really have to assume that it could be bogus, and you've got to confirm legitimately. I'll tell you a good one I just saw yesterday for the first time. A really good phishing email, supposedly coming from Chase Bank, and it said, there are phishing emails going out that may affect you, so check here. And I'm going, good for you, you sneaky bastard.
Sneaky bastard. And now, speaking of that, phishing scams, there's one to watch out for. If you are using a parking meter and you see a QR code, don't use it because they're not putting those. Somebody walks by, puts a sticker on there, you're using it, and he's getting or she's getting your credit card and charging you whatever they want to charge you, and it's not going to the city. You can be sure of that, right?
Yeah, you know, this is one. I've written so many of these things before they hit the mainstream. And months ago, I wrote about this, the QR codes. And they're very, very helpful. But again, people are assuming they're legit. And the ones on the parking meters, whoever would think that there would be criminals that would be able to do that? So what you got to do is when you do go to a parking meter that has one of these things, get your finger on there and feel around to see if this is the only one, the only QR code that's on there, or is this one over another one? You've got to protect yourself. Let me tell you quickly, though, one thing in regards to cyber that I haven't seen in the news, and we should be. Russia has already started a cyber attack against the Ukraine. Now, whether they will go in there with military, who knows? But they have taken down a number of websites from the government and even are putting up notices, be afraid, we're coming. So cyber warfare isn't the future, it's the present.
Now, right. And that pertains to our number six story on the list from talkers this week. Our relationship with Russia seems to be predicated now on what's going on there. Can you imagine just this little guy having the chutzpah and the ability to do what he wants to do, basically? That's what he wants to do, and so therefore we're going to do it. Good God.
Yeah. Flabbergasting.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman here, the college professor from Bentley that specializes in law and teaching on all sorts of things. All right, Steve, have a good weekend. Stephen J.J. Wiseman with Doug Steffen at 59 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.